statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 44. Winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again. Tonight, lows dip down to about 19. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, 60. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. For those planning to vote in the November 8th election this year across the state of Kansas, it is a reminder that today is the final day to register to vote if you have not done so already. As KWCH News reports, that there are candidates and initiatives on the ballot for both local, state, and national levels, and some political experts in the state say voter turnout could be relatively high after the record-breaking primary in August, and some of the races could be relatively close going to either side.
I would expect a larger than average turnout, although 2018 was such a massive turnout that we might not hit those numbers. I really wouldn't be surprised if we saw a small victory by either candidate.
That was Dr. Neil Allen, the political science chair at Wichita State University on KWCH News. Candidates on the ballot this year include the hotly contested governor's race with Governor Kelly and Attorney General Derek Schmidt, U.S. Senate seats, U.S. House seats, state treasurer, secretary of state, along with commission races and local ballot initiatives.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. The grounds of a former Native American boarding school in the state of Kansas will be searched to determine if there is any indigenous children that are buried there. KIC News reports that according to the Kansas Historical Society, they are contracting with a University of Kansas Center for Research to conduct a ground-penetrating radar survey of 12 acres to search the unmarked graves. As of right now, the Shawnee Indian Mission Historical Site is one of hundreds of schools run by the government and religious groups in the 1800s and 1900s, and thousands of Native American children were forcibly taken from their homes and placed in the schools. Last year, the U.S. Interior Department announced that they would be investigating the nation's treatment of Native American children at the boarding schools, and according to the latest federal report, they've identified more than 500 student deaths at the institutions. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol says that a Garden City man is now dead after a rollover crash in Gray County on Sunday. KWCH News reports that Mulu Bearhane was driving eastbound on Highway 50 when he left the roadway for an unknown reason and rolled into the North Ditch. He was taken to the hospital where he later died.
Raise your hand if you need more internet speed. It's time to get your hands on much faster internet. Don't settle for yesterday's internet speed when you have a home full of today's devices. Upgrade your Blue Valley Technologies internet speed now to the speed you need and get a $50 bill credit. If you're new to Blue Valley, you get 2 months free and everyone gets free installation on managed Wi-Fi. Visit bluevalley.net/raiseyourhand today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Patrol arrested a woman from the state of New York after finding more than 100 pounds of suspected marijuana near Sunol, Nebraska. According to the Panhandle News Nebraska channel, a Mazda CX-9 was speeding on Interstate 80 near mile marker 70 on Thursday last week when the trooper performed a traffic stop on the vehicle and reported suspicious criminal activity. According to authorities, after a search of the vehicle, they found roughly 103 pounds of marijuana that was hidden in the back of the vehicle. The 48-year-old Victoria Chin of Brooklyn, New York, was lodged into the Cheyenne County Jail and arrested for possession of marijuana, along with more than 1 pound of possession with intent to distribute. In other news, roughly 20 farm and garden supply stores across the state of Nebraska will be transitioning to what will now be the Tractor Supply Company. According to the Federal Trade Commission, the Orschel and Farm and Home has been bought out as Tractor Supply will gain 81 net stores, as the deal was worth roughly $320 million. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agriprowheat.com.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Today is the deadline for voter registration in Kansas for the November 8th general election. In Marshall County, eligible voters may register at the clerk's office, city offices, or online at ksvotes.gov. Tomorrow, advance ballots will be mailed, and advance in-person voting begins at the county clerk's offices. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners meetings last week, mostly routine business. Washington County did approve an increase in landfill dump fees based on the increase in transportation and drop fees. Nemahal County Senior Services Public Transit Director presented Commissioners results of the Senior Services Needs Assessment Survey sent out in August and also spoke about appointing new members to the Advisory Council. A motion was moved and approved to appoint Heaven Schutte to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Board of Directors, effective immediately. Commissioners traveled to Granada Township to view a bridge along T Road between 88th and 96th Roads. The bridge has been taken out. Only a small section of T Road is maintained by the township. Commissioners made no decision regards putting a bridge back at this location or officially closing that section of T Road currently not being maintained. The Medicare Part D Prescription Drug Plan Open Enrollment Plan for 2023 is open and continues through December 7. Extension service in Marshall and Washington counties are accepting appointments and encourage annual reviews. There are a number of changes in price, copay, and coverage plans this year. Those on insulin are especially encouraged to review plans. In Marshall County, contact the Extension Office or RSVP. In Washington County, Schick volunteers will assist this year, and appointments may be made through River Valley Extension District, Washington office. They'll set a date and provide a worksheet to outline your needs and advise of any other related materials that you may want to have on hand. Again, open enrollment for Medicare Part D is open through December 7. Appointments for assistance are now being accepted through the local Extension offices or RSVP. Work has begun on replacement of a bridge on K-15 in Washington County, which spans Asher Creek, a mile and a half south of Washington. During construction, traffic speed will be reduced, and a temporary traffic signal will direct a single lane of traffic through construction. Through a shoe fly, King Construction of Heston is scheduled to complete work by September 2023.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment with Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to stay well below average today before warming up on Wednesday, and conditions will continue to stay dry and sunny throughout the rest of this week. For today, sunshine with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 60s throughout the state. Staying clear and very chilly overnight tonight with our lows in the upper teens and lower 30s. Warming up nicely throughout Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-70s. And staying much more mild over Wednesday night, clear skies with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Another jump in temperature throughout the day on Thursday, more sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. And mostly clear over Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Breaking the 80s by Friday, sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy over Friday night with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Temperatures will continue to stay warmer throughout the weekend, with our highs in the lower 80s throughout Saturday and the mid-70s and lower 80s throughout Sunday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-October 68, record high on this day 90. The average low 43 and the record low matched this morning, 21 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:40. Sunset this evening, 6:45. Again, a hard freeze overnight, matching a record low of 21 degrees.
Are you having a St. Luke's little summer? All about the un-Indian summer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 18th, the 291st day of the year. Tennis champ Martina Navratilova shares a birthday with Olympic gold medal skier Lindsey Vonn. And this is the feast day of St. Luke on the Roman Catholic calendar, said to usher in a period called St. Luke's Little Summer. Over the years, observers have noticed a tendency for a warm spell to occur a few days before or after this holy day, which gave rise to the weather lore. And while most of us refer to unusually warm, calm, and hazy days in the fall as Indian summer, a strict definition says that Indian summer can't occur until after St. Martin's Day, which is November 11th. No matter what you call it, it's a good idea to savor any warm spell in the fall. It could be a long wait for the next one. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Join Russ Dieter celebrating 33 years at Seneca Furniture. All this week, register for prizes and take advantage of furniture specials, including Ashley, Best, LaCrosse, Lazy Boy, Sealy Forever Bed, and more. Shop a tremendous selection at both 401 Main in Seneca and 26 North 4th Street. Open Monday through Friday, 9-7, Saturday, 9-2. Find them on Facebook and celebrate 33 years this week with Seneca Furniture.
Or H for you.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from B&W Electric, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, and Twin Valley Developmental Services.
Hi, my name is Avery Bishop, and I'm a member of the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my sixth year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the goats.
Hi, my name is Reagan Berger. My club is Wide Awake. I've been in 4-H for 4 years, and my favorite project to do is goats.
Hi, my name is Riley Scala from the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my fifth year in 4-H, and my favorite project is the arts and crafts.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water.
Your air and your food.
You're going to need our determination and compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Marshall County 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Join us today.
In celebration of National 4-H Week, Marshall County 4-H is seeking new members.
Visit kansas4h.org or your local extension office to find a 4-H club near you. That's kansas4h.org.
Hi, my name is Dustin Denton. I'm from the Wide Awake 4-H Club, and this is my 10th year as a member. My favorite project this last year was breeding beef. I enjoy helping all the younger kids throughout their project and being a community leader.
Hi, my name is Grant Prawley. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my fourth year, and my favorite project was showing spine.
You're going to need us.
You're going to need our technical skills, our math, and our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, and your food.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, and compassion.
You're going to need the youth of America. You're going to need us to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring.
4-H is preparing us today. In 4-H clubs, kids are learning crucial skills to be leaders in technology, science, agriculture, government, and more. 4-H is helping kids and communities all across Kansas.
To find a 4-H club near you, and to find out how to become a 4-H member, go to kansas4h.org. That's kansas4-h.org.
Kansas 4-H is growing the future leaders our country will need.
4-H grows here.
Hi, my name is Callie Schmidt. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. I've been in 4-H for 8 years, and my favorite project is breeding beef and photography.
Hi, my name is Lexi Schmidt. The club that I'm in today is Wide Awake. This is my fourth year in 4-H, or fifth year in my 4-H, and my favorite project is breeding beef and photography.
Hi, my name is Spencer Schmidt. I'm in the Wide Awake 4-H Club. This is my fifth year in 4-H, and my favorite project is breeding beef.
A salute during October, National 4-H Month, from B&W Electric, United Bank and Trust, Blue Valley Technologies, and Twin Valley Developmental Services.
4-H, for you, for America, 4-H.
Western National Bank is proud of the Southern High School fall sports teams, wishing all of them a victorious and successful season. The athletes have worked hard, and their determination is sure to pay off in the upcoming events. Good luck and go Raiders from your fans at Western National Bank in Wymore, member FDIC. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel is proud to support the Auburn fall sports teams. These athletes are on fire. The Bulldogs have the drive, spirit, and talent to defeat the competition at the events this week. Good luck, guys and girls, from Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn, serving prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays. Vance Gerdes Funeral Home is thrilled with the Fairbury Jeffs and Diller Odell Griffin's fall sports teams. The athletes' dedication and skill are sure to bring home the wins. Good luck, guys and girls, from your supportive friends and loyal fans at Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Fairbury and Odell. Proud to support the athletes.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, after their second week of losses and their latest loss against the Oklahoma Sooners, the Kansas University Jayhawks have officially dropped out of the top 25 for the national AP poll. According to the latest polls, they were at number 19 before the game, where it was the team's first time in the rankings since 2009. But now after the two losses, Kansas sits unofficially at number 30 on the AP poll. Their next chance to bump back up into the top 25 will be this coming Saturday with kickoff against Baylor. After this latest week, the top 25 includes number 1 with Georgia sitting 7-0 for their season, followed by Ohio State at 6-0 and Tennessee also at 6-0, followed by Michigan, Clemson, Alabama, Ole Miss, TCU, UCLA, Oregon, Oklahoma State, USC, Wakefield, Syracuse, Utah, Penn State, and Kansas State at number 17. Kickoff for KU against Baylor coming up this Saturday is set for 11 a.m. Kansas State University is coming off their bye week with kickoff against number 8 TCU at 7 p.m. Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, high school football on Friday night last week saw its first ever female referee run the game as Clearwater took on Wamego.
I am the referee, Carmen Duramus-Kinley, and this is your referee, Ryan Pinkle. You are the visiting team. You will make the call. This will be heads. This will be tails.
That was Carmen Duramus-Kinley on Cake News. She says she's honored to be the first female head referee for the state of Kansas during high school football.
It's amazing. It's what a wonderful opportunity. To be the first. Hopefully there are no more firsts for females.
After the first quarter, she was awarded an award of excellence for exemplary display of sportsmanship, ethics, and integrity. During the game, Wamego was on the road to Clearwater and ended up winning with a shutout 48-0 during the game. Other scores in high school football for Friday night last week included Bishop Carroll winning over Wichita Heights 28-26. Manhattan shut out Lansing 65-0. Junction City ended up winning at home over Topeka High 54-12.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
Gardeners and garden books often tell you to pinch back your plants for fuller, more compact growth, but we often fail to give the details that put you at ease and increase your success. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Pinching is used by gardeners to remove part of the plant. This term is usually used with flowers and houseplants. Many people use their fingers to break off part of the stem. Others use sharp garden scissors or hand pruners for quicker, more precise results. A soft pinch removes just the uppermost portion of the stem where the leaves and tip are starting to develop. A hard pinch removes a longer portion of the stem. The tip and several inches of stem are usually removed. These stem pieces can be used to start new plants. Pinch stems just above a set of leaves so the remaining plant still looks good while you wait for the new leaves and stems to grow. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
It's a full day of fun Saturday with the Black Squirrel Fest in Marysville, continuing 50 years' tradition of parading, pageantry, and feasting. You'll enjoy old-fashioned fun with guessing games at retail stores downtown 9 until noon, with $50 gift certificates for winners. Over 60 groups will participate from 11 to 4 with games, activities, and refreshments. 16 new black squirrels will be introduced with a parade Saturday at 1, plus live entertainments throughout the town throughout the day Saturday. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants, Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Quartzsite, Arizona, you can find the grave of High Jolly, the Americanized name of a man responsible for transporting many of the supplies needed for settlement of what is today Arizona. But his journey to this country and the method he used to transport those items makes him a unique individual in U.S. history. His story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pivot Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proving all thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pivot Bio's got a plan. Green plants and a healthy
our predictable nitrogen. Wherever farmers grow, yeah, that's where we go.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1850s, the U.S. Army experimented with the use of camels to transport supplies to build a wagon road from Santa Fe to Los Angeles. When the Civil War stopped the project, the camels were sold to a private individual.
They were used for quite a few years in Quartzsite, Arizona, to take supplies from the Colorado River there into Phoenix and Tucson area. And the same man who came over with the camels is the one who bought them. His name was Haji Ali. He was from Syria. And he became known as High Jolly.
Jolly was one of the first men hired by the U.S. Army to drive those camels. Vicki Sayer says High Jolly was able to buy the camels from the Army and use them hauling supplies from the Colorado River near Quartzsite.
Camels did quite well. They could eat anything. They could pack more on them than they could with mules. The only problem they had was that they didn't get along with the mules. The mules did not like them, but they got along well with what they were expected to do, and that was haul supplies and not eat a lot of food and not take up a lot of water.
Although the camel seemed to be a good idea for hauling supplies in the desert, Jolly's business failed. Instead of selling the camels, he simply released them into the desert near Gila Bend. He became a U.S. citizen in 1880 and was later rehired by the U.S. Army in 1885. When he died in 1902, he had become a living legend in Quartzsite.
The very last camel, they cremated the last camel, and it's buried there with High Jolly. He was in a zoo in California when he died.
A gravestone with a camel perched on top signifies the resting place of the man who immigrated to this country to move camels for the Army. Traveling the countryside in Quartzsite, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.
Whether you have many acres or just a few, a compact utility tractor is a workhorse. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New technology helps you keep up with maintenance as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry. I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you have an older compact utility tractor or in the market for a new one, there is technology to help you with staying up to date with maintenance on your machine. John Deere has what's called a smart connector that connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device, and there's an app that pairs with it. Mark Davey is a marketing manager for John Deere Compact Tractors. He says you can have the smart connector installed by your dealer when you purchase it, or you can do it yourself.
It's a list price of $99. For the smart connector itself, and then you simply go to the app store on your mobile device and download the free Tractor Plus app from John Deere, and then add your serial number information on your equipment and connect it to your machine.
The smart connector plugs into the service advisor port on your compact utility tractor and needs no tools for installation. The app is like an extended dashboard. It gives you real-time information such as the hours on the machine, the fuel level, diagnostic codes, and maintenance intervals.
So if you've got maintenance coming up, it can show you what those maintenance tasks are, and you can slide through the various parts that are required to complete that maintenance, as well as be able to select a part and add it to your cart to purchase that part. So it makes it really handy to be able to stay on top of your maintenance activities.
The Tractor Plus app also gives you access to a library of helpful how-to videos with step-by-step information on topics like machine maintenance, property projects, and more. It's compatible with most 2 Series, 3 Series, and 4 Series tractors. Learn more about compact utility tractor technology at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all else to me, save that thou.
Are at the beginning of 2022, you didn't set a goal of climbing Mount Everest or never eating another cookie again. However, you may have set more realistic resolutions like visiting state parks or only indulging in sweets once a week. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. So often when we're trying to pay down debt, we look at the big picture and feel overwhelmed. But just like setting realistic resolutions, it's important to consider what's manageable when it comes to paying off debt. First, step back and understand your why. Do you feel limited right now? Do you feel like God is calling you to change careers or give back to your community in a bigger way, but you can't because you're encumbered by debt? Whatever your reasoning is, understanding the why can help you be more purposeful in your approach. Then come up with some realistic ways that you can pay off debt. And remember that even small amounts add up over time.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Softening the financial hit from storm damage to some grain bins. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Farmers and others in selected regions who own grain storage structures that have suffered storm damage can apply to the USDA for repair or replacement cost sharing. The USDA's Farm Service Agency Administrator, Zach Ducheneau.
We worked with our friends across the department and created this program, the Emergency Grain Storage Facility Assistance Program, using some CCC funding to help producers with a cost share on the replacement of those facilities.
Ducheneau says the new program addresses certain natural disasters starting last December.
In 2021, some tornadoes passed through 11 counties in Kentucky, and we saw a lot of grain storage facilities that were impacted. Fast forward to May and July 2022, and we saw derechos across the Great Plains and Midwest that impacted grain storage facilities across a 3 or 4 state area.
Ducheneau says the program is targeting Kentucky, South Dakota, and Minnesota and surrounding areas.
We started to hear a lot of conversation about the fact that there was going to be a significant backlog on getting those repaired, and it really put in jeopardy our ability to get grain in the storage facilities this fall.
Learn more at fsa.usda.gov. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Here's the Lakeshore Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken from the Mid-America Ag Network. A recent sale in Iowa set another new record for the price of farmland in the U.S. In fact, there's several different reasons why farmland prices continue to skyrocket despite higher interest rates and overall economic concerns.
I can't get a pencil sharp enough to make that work out.
That's Carl Setzer, commodity risk analyst with AgriVisor, referring to the sale of farmland in Plymouth County, Iowa for $26,250 an acre. That sale was for 55 acres at a total bill of $1.4 million. Now, he says farmland prices started climbing more rapidly since the start of the pandemic.
The farmers are telling us, okay, look, I can't buy combines, I can't buy tractors, I can't get anything else for a tax shelter, I'm going to buy land. And that is what we're starting to see. And there again, you get one person doing that, and then the next auction comes up, and they're like, well, that land brought this. mine is just as good. This is where I'm going to start.
He says if prospective farmland owners have the cash on hand, they're acting now ahead of any further increases in interest rates.
Inflation is a concern with that, but it's also just the farmer is a consumer like anybody else. If the U.S. consumer in a city can't buy a new vehicle, they spend money on going out to eat, or maybe they take a trip or something else. Farmers starting to do that with land, and I think that's something we're going to have to watch, especially if they're concerned over higher interest rates in the future. Get that land locked in now rather than waiting.
He went on to talk about the rapid rise in land prices, maybe pricing a new farmland buyers out of the market.
My concern is what is this inflation and these interest rates going to do for a guy starting out in farming, guys that have to borrow money for their inputs, and more of an indication of how the inflation is really going to affect.
And that wraps up this edition of Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Mother Nature hasn't been too kind this summer, but nonetheless, we still need to plan for fall planting. Whether you're planting wheat, alfalfa, cover crops, triticale, barley, or thinking about a grazing plan for this winter, give Kaufman Seeds a call. We have you covered for all your planting needs. That's Kaufman Seeds at 800-634-2836 for all your seed needs.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
This is Thad Argenbright with Performance Ag in Waterville. Coming to you from a combine cab, harvesting some 46A09 Enlist E3 A-Series soybeans from Pioneer. What I want you to know is not only do we have our new industry-leading exclusive A-Series E3 soybeans, we also still have the soybeans you've come to know and love, our full extend lineup. Don't let the competition fool you into thinking Pioneer no longer has what you know and love. We do. We also have our awesome lineup of Pioneer corn. Put the two together and you have an absolute winning combination. Call me at 785-313-3064 and find out why, with Pioneer from Performance Ag, you always get more than a bag of seed. You can also follow us on Facebook at Performance Ag LLC. I hope you all have a safe and prosperous harvest and a great day.
Whether you have many acres or just a few, a compact utility tractor is a workhorse. New technology helps you keep up with maintenance on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Older compact utility tractor or in the market for a new one, there is technology to help you with staying up to date with maintenance on your machine. John Deere has what's called a smart connector that connects via Bluetooth to your mobile device, and there's an app that pairs with it. Mark Davey is a marketing manager for John Deere compact tractors. He says you can have the smart connector installed by your dealer when you purchase it, or you can do it yourself.
It's a list price of $99 for the smart connector itself. And then you simply go to the app store on your mobile device and download the free Tractor Plus app from John Deere, and then add your serial number information on your equipment and connect it to your machine.
The Smart Connector plugs into the Service Advisor port and needs no tools for installation. The app is like an extended dashboard. It gives you real-time information such as the hours on the machine, the fuel level, diagnostic codes, and maintenance intervals.
So if you've got maintenance coming up, it can show you what those maintenance tasks are, and you can slide through the various parts that are required to complete that maintenance, as well as be able to select a part and add it to your cart to purchase that part. So it makes it really handy to be able to stay on top of your maintenance activities.
The Tractor Plus app also gives you access to a library of helpful how-to videos with step-by-step information on topics like machine maintenance, property projects, and more. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about compact utility tractor technology at agriculture.com.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now for corn for December. 680 currently. That's down 3 1/4 on this Tuesday. March corn right now, 686. That's down 3 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December, 942 3/4. That's down 9 1/4. Kansas City wheat for March at 940 3/4. That's down 10. Oats for December, 390 1/2 is where we are currently now. That's up now, 1 1/2. March oats, 392 1/2. That's down 1/4. Soybeans for November, down 12 1/4 right now, 1373. Soybeans for January, 1381 3/4. That's down 11. Cotton for December, 82 1/4. That's down 84 cents. Cotton for March, 81.41. That's down 58 cents. Live cattle for October currently at 148.17 1/2 cents. That's up 30 cents per 100. Live cattle for December, 149.72 1/2 cents. And that is up 52 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for October up 20 cents at 174.95. Feeder cattle for November up $1.67 1/2 at 178 7 1/2 cents. Oil, crude oil for November, 83.50 currently per barrel. That's down $1.96. Crude oil for December, 82.69. That's down $1.84. Gold for October, 16.53 currently. That's down $4. Gold for December, 16.55 60 cents. That's down $8.50. Silver for December, 18.62. That's down 9 cents. And silver for March at $18.80. That's down 11 cents. Stock market currently still up. Dow up 306. S&P up 43. NASDAQ up 109. That's your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 69 years. Although costs and interest rates continue to rise, we are here to help you save money on your new Ford. Every new Ford on our lot is discounted under MSRP, up to $1,500 off MSRP on all new Fords in stock. Don't see what you want on the lot? We will help place an order for your new Ford, and we will discount your order too. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running for best overall sales and service experience. Let us help you into that new Ford you have always wanted with up to $1,500 off MSRP. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today with savings up to $1,500 off MSRP. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Plus tax and fees. All rebates to dealer cannot be combined with any other offers. Excludes Broncos, Raptors, Lightning, Mach-E, Transit, GT500, Maverick. Expires month end.
Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids, now offering the largest cash discounts in the industry at 13%. C-Tech corn hybrids are all full flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yields. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. Learn more about better testing, better quality, more technology, and more genetics add up to more production and more profit for you. Contact John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales today and don't miss the 13% cash discount now for a limited time.
Soil moisture has been a major concern this growing season. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Deanne Presley, K-State Soil Management Specialist, discusses ways to test soil infiltration rates to ensure we're making the most of what little precipitation we have had.
There are some simple tests. There's a soil health group that has put out some soil health buckets, and in that is a 6-inch ring, and you just press that into the soil or pound it into the soil, and you can add like an inch of water inside that ring and see how fast that water goes in. There's a chart that goes with those buckets. There's many people that have those buckets at extension offices, and then other conservation entities too would have the ability to help you with that if you were like, hey, I want to know what my infiltration rate is. But another thing you can do is after a rain, wait a few hours, and then go just dig a hole and see how far did it go in. And look for erosion, signs of erosion, so like rills, gullies. So if you see, you know, soil moving off of the field, that's a sign that the rainfall rate exceeded the infiltration rate. And then I think that is kind of a loss.
Presley goes on to list things that producers can start to incorporate now to improve their soil long term.
No-till or reducing tillage amounts, you know, in a rotation. If you do tillage every so many years because you need to or you need to incorporate something, that's one thing. But, you know, crop rotation is important, too. So different crop systems have different rooting structures. I'm sure when you talk to the plant pathologist, they're all about crop rotation, too, from breaking disease and pest cycles. Cover crops are something we don't. In Kansas, I'm going to estimate maybe 5% of our state has cover crops planted in any one year, but more roots in the ground. Basically, I think of cover crops, a lot of times they grow when weeds grow. So if, you know, we want cover crops that you choose or weeds that you don't choose, it's an option, but they're not for everybody. Not everybody's going to do that yet until they see like a benefit or a reason. We have a lot of people grazing cover crops in Kansas. We have a lot of beef cattle, and that's good. In fact, I answered a couple questions yesterday about weed control and cover crops. I'm like, yes, it can be part of a weed control management program. It doesn't usually eliminate herbicides, but it can help with that timing. Again, if you've got a cover crop that you planted and chose growing there, it just physically competes with the weeds for those resources that the weeds would use, like moisture, nutrients, sunlight. And so cover crops are a good thing too. So those are the three big things I can think of would be tillage and residue and cover crops / crop rotation are the things that we can choose.
She also addresses that even little changes over time can lead to worthwhile soil health differences.
Not every acre has to be improved today, but if you made small changes over time, kind of like human health, we all know what we can all do to be healthier. So those are some of the same types of things. Like, not going to fix anything today, but it'll be incremental changes over the long haul. And then you're like, yeah, when you get a huge rain event, you know that you'll capture it rather than having it run off.
Once again, that was K-State Soil Management Specialist Deanne Presley sharing information on methods to improve our soil. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Valley Vet Supply.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the Legends of Country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.